Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.
Steve Arterburn here with Milan Jurkovic today and your phone calls. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life Live.
Thank you for taking my call.
I'm sorry to speak to Kane. How about yourself?
I am so angry. Mm-hmm. I am like Godzilla with a bustier.
How do I help her and me through this? How do I get to a stronger place? Because she really is the love of my life.
You feel a lot of emotion about this.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know she had a homosexual past until she had made a move on me.
He has an addiction to pornography he would not deal with. He said, you act like I'm the only one that has this problem, and I should just...
Well, you are the only one that I'm married to that has this problem.
And that's what I told him. I said, I'm not married to everybody else.
Now, this is...
So you all just let him off the hook?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here, and joining me, the co-author with his wife, Kay, of the great book, How We Love and How We Love Our Kids. Hello, Milan.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Good. I'm doing really well. And, you know, we have a network of counselors. And I wanted to just talk a minute about there are different reasons that people go to counseling.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think you just go to counseling when you need medication. Well, you actually don't go to counseling when you need medication. You go to a psychiatrist who is a doctor, a physician who's studied that. And he really usually doesn't do much therapy, usually does a lot of prescribing. But some people go to counseling because they're at the end of their rope,
mm-hmm.
and we typically think of that. But on the other extreme, we've got people that go in counseling, into counseling because they want to build character or they want to grow personally. And I think sometimes people forget that there are several different reasons that you might want to seek out a counselor. Not just, man, I don't have any other choice. I'm so sick or things are so bad.
Well, some people come to counseling because they are in very deep levels of pain that has lasted for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Sometimes people come in because they have a situational dilemma and they don't know what to do and they just need to process. Or they all of a sudden hit a snag with one of their kids and one of their kids starts doing something different. Or, you know, they just have a repeatable pattern that they'd like to get rid of and find a pattern that something new. So, you know, counseling should be regarded as a resource, kind of like a library or, you know, all the public resources we have. It's something we could draw upon, but I think a lot of people think it's only for the desperate. And you're making a great point. There's a lot of reasons why people would come into a counseling office.
Yeah. Well, if you need a counselor, we sure can help you with that. And all you have to do is call 1-800.
How many do we have in the network around the United States?
Almost 1,000.
Wow.
Yeah, almost
1,000. And the cool thing about the network is that most of the counselors that are, well, I would say all the counselors that are part of the New Life Network have a similar understanding about many of the things we say here on the radio.
Yeah. And so, I mean, we come from different places, but there is such a unity among the counselors and what they want to have happen and the direction that they take you. Let's go to the calls, Milan, and let's go to Tom from Phoenix, Arizona. He listens online. Hello, Tom.
Thank you so much.
Sure. What's going on?
My situation is that my wife feels like she is being stalked, and so it just controls everything.
She
feels that people are looking through windows, that somebody has an electronic gadget that makes noises.
How old is she?
If there's a click, like over 50 and mm-hmm. under 65.
How old is this problem, or how new is it?
I would say probably 3 years. It seems like it's getting worse, so it's to the point where every car behind us, she feels, is this person. If we're in a parking lot and somebody is unlocking their car and a horn beeps, she feels that that's being beeped at
okay.
her.
Hold on. We'll take a break and come back after this.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical or doesn't make sense or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Denham November 1st through the 3rd in Southern California. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process. If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. We're talking with Tom, and his wife is really, really afraid, paranoid, and thinks people are talking about it and all that kind of stuff. Hey, what have you done to try to help her?
I have suggested maybe go to a doctor or a counselor. I have to be really careful because she says it is a real problem and those things aren't going to help. The problem mm-hmm. is this evil person. And so I guess at times she thinks she knows who it is, and it seems to stem from maybe something in the past, and so if I don't agree, then she gets angry and hits me. And when I try to explain things, like for example, the sunlight is hitting the window of a car, and so that looks like a bright light, and I try to explain that, but she feels there's a person in that car shining that light on our house, so we have to keep the blinds closed all the time.
Okay, now, surely she has a physician.
She refuses to go. So that's why
she
I'm
doesn't
really
go to see
I'm not
a physician.
Sure what to do. Pardon?
She won't see a physician for anything?
Correct.
Because I was
or
thinking that there might be another issue that she would be going to her doctor for.
Yeah.
And you could call him and say, I just want
too, but
you to know
yeah,
what's
there
going
is
on.
Nothing like that. Yeah, I thought of that, and there is no
Tom,
condition.
Tom, I want to stop and acknowledge something that you said here. What you're telling us is that you're an abused and battered husband.
No, I would never say that.
Well, no, you said she hit you.
Well, only, I mean, it's not violent or anything. I mean, it's just
it's insulting.
A woman, but just a couple of times, you know, when she feels that I'm not agreeing with her about this problem, you know, or if she thinks that I'm implying that maybe it's in her.
Tom, I totally get it, but the point is that you're saying she will get so angry that she'll hit you, or she will become violent or angry with you. And you have to ask a question, how long am I going to tolerate this?
Mm-hmm.
And if it was a woman and a man was doing it, we would say it's wrong, and we would certainly say in the reverse gender situation, it's wrong as well. And it may be that this may be the thing that helps you, because you have to ask yourself the question, if she gets to a place where she is violent and angry and she actually hits you, for you to call 911 and say, I have a domestic abuse situation here. And the police, at least in California, I don't know about Arizona, but in California, they have the discretion of assessing the individual and being able to arrest them and actually press the charges themselves. And this may be the way that you get her into a place where she's under control or under the purview of somebody else. The fact that your wife has a paranoia, it could be linked to a lot of things, but it's truly a disorder that needs to be dealt with. It can be helped, and it needs to be helped by an expert physician that could encourage her. And you have to ask yourself, what am I going to do? If you don't choose to call the police, then you're going to have to exercise a boundary of some other kind. It's going to be messy because she's not going to like being interfered with. But you're going to have to make a choice because you sound like you're afraid. And I don't blame you. But you're going to have to choose to do something that's highly interventional, and she's not going to like it.
I'm not afraid for me, but I mean, there have been a couple of times where it's like, I would kill myself. That, you know, she said that.
That's
call the police.
Okay, so she's using that to hold you in a place where she's holding you hostage, and so she's winning, and so now you're having to live this horrible life every day, where she's forcing you to comply with her paranoia, and that's an untenable solution. And of course, that's why you're calling our show. But you're going to have to decide to I would get some help. I get some support. There are interventional services that create interventions. I would call a psychiatrist office. I'd talk to some psychologists. I'd do anything I could, just like you're doing right now. I want to get a collection of opinions because you're going to have to draw a boundary with her in order to get her under some level of purview of the eyes of someone else.
Well,
Steve, what do you think?
I think the headline here is that she, from time to time, says that she wants to kill herself or is going to if you do something. And that is the perfect excuse. And she's not going to be happy, but that's the perfect excuse to pick up the phone and get somebody to come over to the house, and then you can explain to them what is going on. And hopefully, once she is with a professional, I really believe that they'll know how to deal with someone that's paranoid. And I think I think that's where the healing begins. But you have to use these things as an excuse to get somebody else involved if she's not going to go and get some help on her own. And you've given her plenty of time and space. And if she hits you again, there again, like Mylon's saying, that's the excuse to call 911.
She did call the police herself one time to try to report the stalking person, but
yeah,
because she had no evidence, no car description or driving.
Well, that's when you sit down in the yard there with the police and say the reason that she did this is that she's paranoid and I can't get her help, and could you help me get her help?
But when she hits you, now you have an assault issue, even if it's a slap, even if it's anything, you have an assault issue that the police now will pay attention to.
Yeah.
If you just say she's delusional, they say, well, you know, there may be nothing we can do that. But if you say she's delusional, suicidal, and abusive, now there's stuff they can do. That's what Steve's saying. You have excuses or natural segues into getting interventions from professional help.
Okay. I'm glad that you called us. I'm going to send you a copy of the 7-Minute Marriage Solution. I hope that there's some things, there's 7 things to start and 7 things to stop, and one of them is to not allow things like this, don't enable things like this in the marriage. So I'm hoping that that's going to help you there. Anybody else interested, we also have the 7-Minute Marriage Solution Devotional Bible. We'll send that to you. It's a hardcover. It's a beautiful Bible, and it's $35 in the store, but we will be happy to get it for you, a gift of any kind. Just call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. All right, let's go to Lorelei, Richmond, California,
yes.
KFAX. How do you say your name?
Lorelei.
Okay. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Well, it's really way a lot too much to go into, and just to simplify it, the reason I use the name Lorelei is the program, the Gilmore Girls, that was my family, but not as wealthy and extremely violent with the police. But the dynamics between the mother and daughter and the pulling over the child, and, well, just to, basically, I lost custody of my son.
Oh.
Well, not the usual thing. It wasn't. I didn't do drugs. I wasn't an alcoholic.
How did it happen?
Well, the hatred between my mother and I, and all the violence, all the fighting, and my son, when he got old enough, he chose to walk away from me and live with her. He is 40 now, and we connected a few months ago because my mother passed away.
Okay.
And so much happened between us, and I could never, it's basically that I have never felt loved by either of them, and now I want to forget everything that happened, and I can't you know, he's here, but he's not here.
Okay, so is your question how to reconnect with him?
Yeah, basically, I don't know, and I can feel him slipping away again. If I confront him, he's going to bolt.
Okay,
I know that.
Confront him about what? Why would you confront him if you're having a hard time connecting with him?
Well, I mean, to tell him how I feel, that I want us to be a family. This is my first grandchild, and it's just so sad, that feeling when I'm around him and his wife, that, you know, we're here, but you're at a distance.
Okay, so how long ago did your mom die and you were back in his
May.
Presence? Okay.
In May.
So
we hadn't spoken 7 years.
Okay, so not very long. Mylan, you have some thoughts. I think she's going to have to be a little more patient after all that time, if it's just been May that they reunited.
Well, Lorelai, it's, you know, your family has been traumatized. And how old is your son now?
40.
Okay, so he's 40 years old, and you haven't talked for 7 years. And you've begun to reengage. And I think that is a perfect time to not try to do something yourself here. If you come from that much of a chaotic background, then your son's experience, as well as him choosing to go with your mom, means he has a view of you, what I like to refer to as a picture or a portrait of you on the wall that he believes. And it's an old portrait, perhaps, but he still believes it's true about you. And what you're asking is, could I put a new portrait into that frame? Because I hope I'm a different person than I may have been when you were A, a little boy, and B, and, you know, we haven't talked for 7 years. And by getting help, what I mean is I would say, you know, son, you know, this is awkward, but I want to have a closer relationship with you. At some level, you probably don't trust me. At some level, you probably don't believe in me.
You're trying to connect with him and show him that you understand.
But and that's exactly right. And you're saying, I get it. But now, what I'd recommend is that you find a therapist in your area that would help the two of you sit down maybe once a week and learn to talk through these past places of pain, and to learn to then work with them, forgive them, and to then learn to build trust. And I would invite him into a process similar to that, and because you're right, they are holding you at a distance,
right.
And rightfully so. If they haven't seen you for 7 years, they're going to hold you at a distance.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to send you Healing as a Choice that'll help you work through some of the things that have happened to you in the past, and I think it'll be a great thing for you to talk about. If you're working on forgiveness in your life, maybe that's something that you can talk with him about on the phone or whatever. So, but be supportive and just don't push, and certainly don't confront. You don't want to confront. You just want to try to develop the relationship so it can be whatever it can be. I want to talk to Mary, who's a Club New Life member from Hollywood, Maryland, listens on WAVA. Hi there.
Hi. Hi there. I love your show. I really particularly was touched and blessed by your time with Kay
Warren.
What's the last name now?
Kay Warren.
Yes, Kay Warren.
Yes, so many people.
That was just wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
That. I'm calling in about a relationship with our son and daughter-in-law. We have a very volatile relationship with them. It's been going on for quite some time. In fact, I called in several years ago about this. We have our only two grandchildren and are expecting a third. Because of accusations and things in the past between us, we have, and this is my question, we have asked that when we try to talk, to work this out, talk things through, that we would like to meet with having a third party there, either a mediator or even just a pastor or someone else like that.
Okay.
They refuse to do that. And so my question is, at this point, do we just, some of our Christian friends are saying, you know what, just meet with them and let them just, you know.
We'll help you after this.
2 years ago, we took 120 people to the Holy Land.
It was an incredible adventure for us. For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me.
Once you go and see and do and touch and feel, there's just a connection that you just can't explain.
We're going to Israel again in 2014. We're going to go June the 2nd through the 12th. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, visiting the Wailing Wall, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, Bethlehem, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more. Then, from the 13th to the 15th, if you stay with us, we're going to go to Petra, to Mount Nebo, and to Amman.
It is probably one of the best crash courses in Bible you would ever have in your whole life.
Call Gill Travel at 1-800-223-3855. You can also get that off of our website. Ask for Donna.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Mylon Yurkovich. We're talking I just lost my screen. Hey, where did you go?
We're talking to Mary in Hollywood, Maryland.
Okay, we're talking with Mary. And Mary, you were talking about this daughter-in-law, and it's gotten to a point where you're thinking you need a third party to talk with her. Is that right?
Well, with them. They've been saying for years that they want to meet with us, and they want to, they want to tell us everything that we're, you know, that's wrong in our relationship. And we have asked constantly that there be someone there because it's just not, either my husband or I feel safe. So,
well, why do you not feel safe? I mean, like some of your friends have suggested, what's keeping you from just sitting down saying, what's going on?
Or to start with, we love you. That's why we're here. And we're here to listen. How we could be better mom and dad and mother-in-law and father-in-law.
Now I'm going to ask you a hard question.
Okay.
What do you think they would answer if we asked them right now? So what bugs you most about Mary? and dad, what would they say?
They would say, we have ignored their feelings, and we don't care about their feelings, we just want to see our grandchildren.
So can you give me a quick example of what that means? What feelings have you ignored?
I don't think we've ignored their feelings. We've heard them out.
Give me an illustration of what it would be that they would say. For example, they've ignored our feelings. What have you violated, or what do you know that you've ignored?
I think it goes back to the fact that we have asked that there be someone else present for this particular conversation. Because in the past there have been very angry accusations and confrontations.
So they've been angry and accusational. What have they said about you? What are they saying, Mary?
They said that in the past that I couldn't let go, that we couldn't let go, that we've tried to show that we know our son better than she knows him, that we, they got very, very angry because we wanted to come to our grandson's first birthday party. It was an open house, and we were not allowed to go.
Wow, that's pretty rough.
So then they said, you're just ignoring our feelings.
So what we're saying here is, and I don't know where the problem lies, Mary, whether it is with your kids and a highly reactive daughter-in-law, or whether she's healthy and there is something that you're not seeing and there's an intrusiveness and an ignoring on your part. I don't know. Or maybe it's a combination of both. Is there any truth? You know, you've said the daughter-in-law is the reactive one, but I'm not hearing you say, you know, we really did make a mistake here, or we didn't do, you know, there's a reason why you're not invited to your grandson's first birthday. They don't trust you.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I don't know what's up with that.
Well, I think it comes, I've been in counseling over this for years, and the counselor says, it's not me. It's this daughter-in-law.
Okay.
She had a very chaotic childhood.
All right. Here's the deal. If it's not you, then you should be able to go over there expecting them to rant and rave and be angry, and you listen to it and then not react to it and see if them venting all their anger and you accepting it and hearing it, if maybe that's a beginning, maybe they will feel like they've done what they wanted to do, you finally listen to them, and maybe some of the barriers start to come down. But to force them into a formal third-party situation that they don't want to have, it shows that you don't care about their feelings or that you're not listening to them.
Okay.
But now, can you talk to your son on the side and ask him, what's your perspective, son? Or has he written you off too?
We've tried letters, we've tried other things.
He's written you off too.
And he says there's a team. They are a team. And so we can never speak to him without going through her. She screens all his phone calls. Mm. She screens, you know, letters. And
okay, so what we're also saying here, Mary, is your son is held hostage, perhaps, by a very controlling person.
Yeah.
Yes, and you've answered my question, because I have gotten to the point where I thought, okay, if this is what we need to do, then I do want to sit and just listen to them. But my counselor has been advising against it. And so I just wanted to hear it from a Christian person that this is what we need to do.
Well, the problem is you got grandkids that you want to see. And, you know, you have to be able to negotiate opportunities to see those grandkids so they know who you are. And
yeah.
It's a very difficult situation. And I do what I said strongly, but I really mean it. It's possible your son is being held hostage by someone who's controlling.
We will be back.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think that's why I do it, because there's just so much help there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you mm-hmm. know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are. They give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems and where to get help and how to get help and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. I'm going to send her the How to Have That Difficult Conversation book by John and Henry. I think it'll help. And I just hate it when grandparents can't see grandchildren, because those grandchildren really need that unconditional love of a loving grandfather or grandmother, if it's at all possible. I think we really need to work hard to do everything we can to put grandparents and grandchildren together.
And you know, this isn't unlike the call we had earlier from Tom from Phoenix, where his wife truly has a view of reality that is inaccurate, and it's very possible this daughter-in-law has an inaccurate view of reality as well. And
true.
The son doesn't have the ability to stand strong against her if she's an angry, hostile, chaotic person.
Right.
They need to also be ready. They need to be able to ask the question, and I think this goes back to the discussion with Kay Warren. How do we recognize serious pathology? How do we create interventions? What do we do? And what are the resources we have in line for our son when one day he goes, uh-oh, I really am in a stranglehold here and I need to escape?
Yeah.
So, you know, this is where the body of Christ is oftentimes not educated. We don't know what to do, and we're held hostage by some of the most unstable people on the planet.
And we are lacking in resources.
That's right.
To figure it all out.
But New Life is one of those places where we do have resources.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go to James, Houston, Texas. He listens, KKHT. Hello, James. Welcome to New Life.
Hello, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How could we help today?
Well, the first thing I'd like to say is I'm studying a book, that Book of Life Recovery by you and Dr. Stoop, and it's a great book, and I found a group in the Woodlands, and it's great. It's been very helpful.
Oh, well, keep us posted on how that goes. Dave Stoop did a lot of great work on that, and I was pleased to be a part of it. Well, how can we help you?
Well, my wife and I have been married over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've had this problem that I just discovered that I needed help with in May. I just started going to this group in May. But our problems have gone back for many years, and we never have really gone to any counseling on it. We went one time, and she was mad because I didn't say everything I needed to say, and it was only like a one-hour counseling session. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
She never wanted to go back. And that was back in 06. So, but every year we carry this garbage with us every day, every week, every month, every year, and nothing's getting better. Things are getting worse. And
what's the problem that you're dealing with?
Well, I know that I have a lot of resentment toward her, and by the way we speak to each other, we both have resentment toward each other and some bitterness, and I think it goes pretty deep, and some of it is unforgiveness. I'm sure she hasn't forgiven me for things I've done in the past, because she brings them up and uses them as examples, but
do you have a lot of anger within you that she experiences?
I'm pretty sure I do have some anger I need to work on. But I'm just not sure what to do right now, whether I should go to a psychologist, we should both go to my pastor, I don't want to lose my marriage. This is my second marriage, and I really love her.
What you're telling me is your wife has a laser memory for all of your failures.
Mm. Mm.
Exactly.
All right. And we describe that kind of a person in our book, How We Love. It's called the vacillator or the ambivalent attachment. And there is a love-hate relationship they establish with the people with whom they have primary relationship. And I don't know if that's a help, but I think where I hear you going is saying, well, I must have a problem. Or I'm now resentful and angry toward her because I keep getting hammered with past infractions. And so I must have a problem with anger, or I must have the problem. And I think part of what good marriage counseling is the marriage counselor comes in, and they are the neutral third party that can say, well, James, these are the contributing things that you have to the core pattern. But then there's also your wife has these patterns inside of her as well. And they need to be worked on, because you put the two of you together, it creates a core pattern. You know, it creates a cyclone. It creates a hurricane. They swirl together, these two things, and it creates a very unpleasant relationship. So I would want to get her into marriage counseling, mm-hmm. and I would want to get her into a place where, you know, the fact that she was angry that you didn't say or do something in 2006 tells me what you're living with. You're walking on eggshells all the time, aren't you?
Yes, sir, and I haven't been innocent. I mean, I did some things that I regret, and I've gotten forgiveness from God, and I've forgiven myself.
Hey, James, we all do. But what you're telling me is that there's still a very angry person there, and maybe you need to write a letter to the next counselor and say, okay, here's my list of transgressions. I don't want to forget anything.
I want to get everything out. I really do, because I go year to year like this. I'm miserable.
Okay.
Good.
I want you to hold on. We're going to try to get a counselor for you, and I think that will help. And then I'm going to send Mylan's book, How We Love, and I think you're going to read about her there. And I'm really
and yourself. And you'll be reading about yourself, too.
Yeah. Happy that you called. Before we go to the next caller, we are going to Israel June 2nd through the 12th, and more will go 13th through the 15th over to Petra. We would love to have you. It is an amazing time. We had such a great time when we went last time, and you know, it really changes your view of so many things, and I hope you'll join us. We've already had so many people sign up, so it's not too early. You can still take advantage of the early bird special, and I hope that you will. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or go to the website to find out the details at newlife.com. You can also find out about our drug and alcohol treatment facilities and the final 25th anniversary celebration coming up November 15th in the D.C. area. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, that's the number to call. Let's go to Ronald. He's from Ardmore, Oklahoma, one of our trucker friends there. Hello, Arnold.
Good Lord, I can't believe I finally got in here.
Me either. How are you?
Y'all doing all right today?
We are. We're especially always happy when we get to talk to one of you guys that's out on the road.
I'm trucking, ain't no doubt about it.
Okay.
I just, you know, excuse me, I listen to you guys all the time on Sirius Satellite, you know, and thank God I don't have the problems that a lot of these poor people have when they call in, but I do have a little bit of a problem.
All right.
I'm 54, I just turned 54, and my wife, she just turned, I believe, 60.
Okay.
I can't remember, 60, 61, something like that. Okay, what my question is how do we get, and I'm old-fashioned, so I don't like to use the word sex all the time, how do we get our lovemaking back into our lives?
Okay. Is this something that she wants or you want or you both want?
We both want.
Okay. Well,
let me. Now, this is going to sound kind of funny also.
Okay.
Because I told your screener. 3 years ago, my daughter, both my daughters, they got my wife since, you know, I went back out here on the road. You know, I'm only gone like about a couple, 3 or 4 days out of the week.
Okay.
And, but anyway, they got her a dog, and we both come really attached to this dog. Okay, so, you know, now the dog is like a shadow. Everywhere we go, the dog is there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you get my meaning.
I do. All right. So, oh, dear.
It's life. Hard to have life. Sex in front of a dog. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No, we're going to have to get rid of him.
No, you don't have to get rid of a dog. You just get you just close the door.
Ronald?
Yeah. Okay. I guess we could do that.
Hey, Ronald.
Yeah.
Okay. Mylon's going to have an opinion. I'll give you mine first, and then we'll hear him.
Well, I already give you one.
Well,
close the door. I didn't say get rid of the dog. I said close the door. Same thing with kids. Got to have a lock on the door.
But what I want to say is simply that if you want to have a sexual relationship that kind of starts over, you haven't experienced it in a while, you have to get out of your mind that sex is an act that you perform.
Right.
And you begin to just try to have more intimate connection. This isn't everything, but it's a start. Where you're hugging, you're kissing, you're holding hands, you're talking to her, eyeball to eyeball, you're trying to get to know her better, even after all these years. That's a place to start, and it doesn't start in the bedroom, and we'll give you some more help right after this. You're listening to New Life Live.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. particularly my relationship with God, I see him in a more accurate form and begin to trust him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life, or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Milan Yurkovich. We're talking with Ronald, and, you know, he's, what are you, 55, and you say she's somewhere around 60. It seems like to me if she was 60, you'd know that because that's kind of a milestone birthday.
Well, I'm 54.
You're 54?
Yeah, 61.
61. Yeah. Okay. Did you do something special on her 60th?
Well, actually, our 30th is coming up the 15th of this month. So, you know, we never have been the type, you know, to go out and spend a lot of money. And in a way, she's kind of become, since I've come out here, she's kind of become a little bit of an introvert, I guess you could say. You know, she doesn't do anything.
All right. So,
but we do spend, we do enjoy our time together, you know, across the weekend,
what,
you know.
What, is your pattern, you get to go home every weekend?
Yes, yes, I do get home every weekend. I'm usually home by about Friday afternoon sometime.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is so hard. It's so difficult to walk back in the home and reestablish relationship and then expect that something in the bedroom is going to happen. And, you know, Mylon and Kay have this comfort circle, and that's really just an amazing experience for people. A 7-minute marriage solution, I talk about spending 7 minutes a day with your spouse, but you know, you're really up against it. And Mylon, what do you think he could do?
Well, let me ask you this, Ronald. How long has it been since you and your wife have had sex?
Lord. Usually I could tell you it was yesterday, but, probably about a year and a half or better, you know?
Okay. So that's really important, Ronald, because there's a reason for that. I was talking to a couple 2 days ago in my office, and they said, you know, we've gotten lazy about sex. We just kind of don't do it. And so you have to ask and sit down with your wife and just say, tell me some of your feelings about sex. Your wife might be feeling older. She might be thinking, you know, I'm not attractive anymore. She might be, have lots of thoughts. We don't know. But where you want to start this conversation is, like Steve said, we want to talk with emotional connection first. And we want to find out where she hurts, where she's frightened, where she's scared. Or is this just a lazy place that you guys have gotten? Or has she been hurt? Or what does she feel about herself? Number two, you want to increase the amount of physical touch, which Steve was talking about. We hold hands. We are close. We hug. We kiss. We tell each other we love each other. And then, you know, we begin to talk about what would we have to do to begin to rebuild a sexual healing journey. And I would really ask her how she feels about it, how she feels about her body. Sometimes these big decade birthdays, and believe me, I understand what it means to turn 60. Mm-hmm. It's a shock, and especially for a lot of people, they really start to go downhill in their view of themselves, that they're attractive or any of that. And so, you know, I would start with an emotional talk about her fears and ask her, you know, what does she feel about the topic? And I would really love her in that place.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I think also, you know, as far as the emotional side, you know, we do hold hands and we do all that, you know, and we love each other dearly. And I think one of the problems is about 4 years ago, she lost a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And makes no difference to me. You know, I don't, you know, I married her because I love her, you know. Maybe just what you're saying is true, you know. Maybe I need to sit down with her and you know, and because she sees things that I don't.
Right. Well, so, anyway, it's a call for greater connection. And I'll tell you, if you guys could ever get to one of our weekends, that'd be a pretty special way to bring things back together.
I've seen truckers' trucks parked in hotel parking lots because they make it a point to come to one of our weekends, and then they take off on Sunday afternoon.
And so maybe what we're saying is get a room, but or do something romantic after you've connected with her that lets her know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are in love with her now as you've ever been. Most women will respond to that. All right, I'm glad that you called, and I'm going to send you this 7-minute marriage solution and the devotional Bible because it can really bring the two of you back together. It's helped so many people. So you hold on, and we'll get that for you. If you're looking for a resource to bring you and your wife back together, I'll tell you, this is an amazing resource, this Bible and the book together. 7 minutes in the Word, 4 out of 7 days. The research has been done, and the research has been done by the Center for Biblical Engagement. And they've determined through the research, 4 days out of 7, you and your wife engage in Scripture. It's going to change your character, the decisions you make. It will change your relationship. One of the reasons it does is you're sitting down together, consistently looking at each other and helping each other. So get it. I'll send you the Bible for a gift of any amount. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You could find out about Club New Life. We're all members of Club New Life, and we want you to be a member of Club New Life. And we'll send you a Bible to say thank you. I'll send you a CD that I do every single month just for you. There are discounts on what we do. And most of all, you're going to be helping us do what we love to do, and that is to help people transform their lives. And that's really the biggest benefit, is what it does inside of you as well as what it does for other people. My cohort here, Mylon Yurkovich, has two amazing resources. One is How We Love, and the other is How We Love Our Kids. And so many people have been helped and blessed by this material. If you've never read it, it's about attachment. It's about coming together in a way that you've never come together before, because now you understand what kind of background, what kind of pattern is in the past, and it's powerful. And just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and order that book, either one, but especially How We Love. And we're just so fortunate that Mylon and Kay are on the program, and they've shared this kind of wisdom. And, you know, many of our counselors do counseling different today because they've been exposed to this material. So you can order it there. You can find out about our Israel trip June the 2nd through the 12th, and then on to Jordan through the 15th. And our final 25th anniversary celebration is November the 15th in the D.C. area. So please come and join us. If somebody in your family's got a drug or an alcohol problem, somebody in this family has an answer for you. And we would love for you to get help for them. And also, one of the best things we do, Women in the Battles, coming up November 1, 2, and 3 in Orange County. And before that, Every Man's Battle is October 8, 9, and 10. 11,000 plus men have come through Every Man's Battle. And when we did these surveys of the people to see how they're doing a year after they've been to one of our intensives, where they've said 85% are better, so many people mention, I've had a year, 2 years, 3 years of sexual integrity and sexual purity. That's what we want to see. If you or someone you love needs help, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you, Mylan. Bless
you. You're welcome, Steve.
Thanks to all of you. Pray for us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.